Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And all of a sudden, he just screams on the phone, "Rob, I just want you to come back and play with me." And I was like, "Oh, all right, I'll come back then, Tom."
Dale Arnold.
Crazy thing about it was a preseason game. Me and LeBron going back and forth. The bench is yelling at something, and then I spit at him.
Rich Keefe.
What Jordan said at the end of that documentary about players would have come back, that's just not true.
That was a complete and blatant lie by Michael.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
Take my blood, but you're not jamming that thing 8 inches deep in me.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com is in the house with us. So earlier on, we were talking about wide receivers in the National Football League and kind of doing our own rankings of where we think the Patriots' best wide receiver, at least we think, will be their best wide receiver, Julian Edelman, where he currently ranks. You're getting a lot of these ranking things going on right now because, let's be honest, there's not a whole lot else going on out there. So ESPN.com yesterday posted the all-time starting five for every team in the NBA. And they did it by conference and all that stuff. But as they said for the Celtics, with the depth and breadth of history the Celtics have accrued over the past 70-plus seasons, there are plenty of candidates to be in their all-time starting five. But they said, having said all that, this was easier than they thought it was going to be. Couple of positions are pretty easy. Center, Bill Russell, yeah, I can kind of go with that one.
Yep.
Forward, Larry Bird, I think we kind of all agree on that.
Unanimous. Yep. Those two, unanimous.
Those are easy. The other forward position, they said, was the most difficult decision. Trying to decide between Kevin McHale and Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Pierce's finals MVP earns him the nod. Pierce is the other starting forward, edging out Kevin McHale on the all-time Celtics starting five.
Yeah, that's who I would go with, too. But, I mean, again, I'm very biased. I admit he's my favorite player all-time. But I think there's a great debate to be had there. You know, Pierce was a 10-time All-Star. Kevin McHale was a 7-time All-Star. Believe it or not, McHale was only All-NBA once. I do believe for a while, though, they only did All-NBA first and second team. They didn't go to the third. But still, he was only All-NBA once. Pierce was All-NBA 4 times. The finals MVP, as you point out, is pretty significant. McHale, a better defensive player. But if I had to pick just one, I would go slight nod with Pierce.
And I feel like that, obviously, it's slanted towards the modern because we saw it Pierce is. More recently, yeah. But also, like, they're just such different players, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like,
yep.
Pierce is a modern scorer, perimeter shooter, whereas McHale made famous, like, playing in the post, and the post
and
moves.
Doing a million moves.
Right, and yeah. Keeping that pivot foot and doing all kinds of things with the long arms and the reach and the dips and do's and unders. So I mm-hmm. think that's part of it, too, is that if you watch modern basketball, I think you would take Paul Pierce over McHale every time, right?
Well, then you get to the two guard positions, because the two guard positions are not modern-era guys.
No, they're not.
The shooting guard on this team, and they admit he's kind of the Swiss Army knife. You know, he could probably play anywhere, but they put John Havlicek in as the shooting guard. And as the point guard, they've got Bob Cousy, who did make 12 all-NBA teams, won 6 championships, you know, would have a hard time competing in the current game just because right. he was, you know, such a slight person, small guy. But if you look at the all-time starting five in Celtics history, Cousy and Havlicek at guard, Pierce at forward along with Bird, and Russell at center, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that one's hard to beat, because a lot of, and I was looking through them, you know, every team, they did this for every team in the league, obviously, and there's usually one guy that's like, oh, you don't belong there. Or for some teams, there's like two. You're like, really? These two guys were like the best in the franchise history? But then you have teams like the Lakers and the Celtics where you're leaving guys off, like Kevin McHale, who would be on just about everybody else's.
Right.
Or, again, because you're taking what they did in a Celtics uniform, it's also a little bit different, because Kevin Garnett was a better player than Paul Pierce. But if you're only including the Celtics career, you got to go with Pierce for the
sure.
for the longevity of it. But, yeah, I think it's, again, with the exception of McHale, maybe there'd be some Dave Cowens people out there because he was a league MVP one season. I think this is pretty close to what most people put together for their five. There might, again, some of the more old school guys would leave Pierce off and go with number one of those other forwards, but I like this list.
LeBron James made two teams all-time starting fives, both Cleveland and Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Miami, you got to remember, not a rich history.
Right.
You know,
right.
One of the, like when they came into the league and everything, so that makes sense. And he won two titles there, so that one makes sense.
Another former Celtic made another team's all-time starting five. Ray Allen is a guard on the Milwaukee Bucks all-time starting five.
Yeah, and they kind of like
and they cheated
theirs.
There. They put three guards on the team.
Yeah. Oh,
like, what are
I
we
hate
doing?
When people do that.
They did that because so they took Oscar Robertson, Sidney Moncrief, Ray Allen, Giannis, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So they went with three guards rather than. Like, I'm like, what are we doing
so
here?
So you just take the easy way. Oh, I can't pick between these guys, so we'll just put all three on.
Right.
They do. That's like what they do with the Pro Bowl or the team of the decade. Oh, this here's the 12 best Patriot. Well, football team doesn't have 12, so you have one extra guy on the field. You just got flagged. I hate that. Dale, can we rewind for a minute?
Sure.
This is one of my favorite all-time sports talk radio arguments, and the root of it, and it goes in different ways, though. I heard Tom Curran talk about Bill Russell in playing in this era. And you just said, like, Bob Cousy wouldn't make it in this era.
But just size-wise, it would be hard.
But if he grew up in this era, wouldn't he be potentially different?
See, I've always said that great players would be great players in every era.
Right.
And I freely admit there's a difference for me in this regard. Like, I think Russell would find a way. He wouldn't be a center in this era. He'd be a forward, but he'd find a way. It's hard for me to picture Cousy shooting set shots and at his size being able to be the player that he was, a 12-time All-NBA player back when he was in the league, as opposed to now.
See, I think he would be fine, because I think he's in that group you just said. Like, he's an all-time great.
Absolutely.
So he'd be playing AAU basketball in the fifth grade. His game would have evolved differently. He would have obviously shot differently. But to me, the pure skills were there.
If we're doing that way, like, if you're just taking what we saw of him and what you saw of most guys that played in the 50s or the 60s, forget about, like, the training regimen now. Just take that player and put him here, like, they wouldn't make it. Like, most of them wouldn't make it.
Oh, as that player.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's, like, I don't think that's the reality. I'm saying if that person were a part of modern basketball, they just happened to be plopped into a different era, they would have evolved as a different player based on their pure physical skills.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess because he was one of the best in the world at that time, and so there's a chance now. More people are playing basketball now. Like, way more people are playing basketball.
Right.
It's more of a worldwide game on top of it. And so, yeah, I mean, he was an elite, you know, point guard for that time. So I guess it really depends on how you want to alter the conversation. Because if you just plopped him down the game right now, he wouldn't even make it. Like, he wouldn't.
Right. But I wouldn't do that. Just like I wouldn't take Shaq and plop him in the 60s. Like, I would say, well, Shaq would have grown up differently. Like, his game might have been different as a player. He would, like, yeah, this nutrition
and
training.
He's one of the guys, like, Shaq and Wilt, they were such incredible physical specimens.
Like,
it wouldn't matter when they played.
Right.
Yeah.
They were going to dominate.
And I also think, like, Russell was such a ridiculous rebounder and defensive player that skill translates everywhere. Like, that skill, he'd be fine. He'd figure out a way to be really productive.
But can he shoot the three? You got to be able to shoot the three in today's game.
Yeah, if you're that good, though, I think they'll allow the one guy not to. You know?
Like, it's not a stretch five.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
probably
only going to give you, like, 25 rebounds a game or something.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite debates. And then the next would be, is ESPN, and I haven't really checked this out, is ESPN going to put this to use with some sort of simulation. I know we're big into video game simulations these days. I don't know if you saw the Patriots beat the Bucks on WEEI on Tuesday night, but you know, can we take the Celtics starting five and play the Lakers starting five and have a tournament and see who the greatest starting five is of all time?
Yeah, they can probably plug that in somewhere.
Figure that out. Can the geeks do that, John?
Yeah, there's got to be a way.
Sean? Yeah, you can do that.
Whichever geek you want to answer.
I mean, we have a certain bias around here, as we should. So if you put Cousy, Havlicek, Pierce, Bird, and Russell, and I'm just using this as an example, and you put them out on the court against Derrick Rose, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and Artis Gilmore. Now, Gilmore's the weak link in that, but that'd be fun to watch.
That'd be great.
Sure.
That one would be a series. The one, unfortunately, that I don't think would be that much of a series is the Lakers. Like, the Lakers are bringing you Magic, Jerry West, Kobe Bryant, Kareem, and Shaq.
That's pretty good.
That's the best tough. Starting five in NBA history, isn't it?
That's got to... Yes, I think so. And, like, some of the guys they left off,
I was going to say, the Lakers' backups would be competitive.
Their next five is probably... like, that's insane when you look at that group. Because I saw on Twitter one of the main ones going around was, you know, who would win Lakers versus Golden State. And Golden State's, though, is... It's Curry, Thompson, Durant, Green, Wilt Chamberlain.
Right. And it's the team
it's Draymond
of recent
Green.
Years.
I'm like, Draymond Green does not belong anywhere near the floor with all these guys. These are the greatest players of all time, and Draymond Green. So it's like that alone would give the Lakers they would dominate that series.
But it's fun to look at these things. And
yeah, I like them.
Look, let's be honest. What else are they going to do nowadays?
No, this is the business, Dale. This is the business.
How about Tony Allen made the all-time Memphis Grizzlies?
Did he really?
Yeah, he's
the guard. Al Horford made the all-time Atlanta Hawks?
Huh? I'm telling you.
Guys making two teams could have had Kyrie on the Celtics and the Cavs, right, Rich?
Yeah. sure could have.
You know who's sneaky good, if you look at it, technically, is the Brooklyn Nets. Jason Kidd, Vince Carter, Julius Erving, and then you fall off a bit with Buck Williams and Brook Lopez.
Oh, Brook Lopez, please. Yeah, that one's gross.
What about Kemba Walker's on the all-time Charlotte Hornets team?
What about the Magic, Dale? Yeah. Shaq, Anthony Hardaway, Tracy McGrady, Dwight Howard, Nick Anderson?
Yeah, that one's not bad.
If you take each of those guys at their individual bests, that's a pretty good roster.
Nick Anderson, though.
That's why I left him for last and said him quietly. Fell off the map a little.
How about the Knicks?
Oh, the
Walt
Knicks should,
Frazier,
they should have a
Earl
one,
Monroe,
yeah.
Carmelo Anthony, Willis Reed, Patrick Ewing.
Yep. Good. That's good.
A lot How of big men, though. Can they translate to the modern game? I don't know. It's tough to say.
Yeah, Walt Frazier, nice player. He can do it.
Patrick Ewing, can he shoot the three? No, he can't. Did you see, speaking of Shaq, did you see that Shaq video making the rounds from...
Which one? Him dancing with his kids?
No.
Seen that one.
The one, and I don't
Where
know if it was...
the police?
Yeah, when the police got called for a pickup basketball game in the street, just serving the piece, and they showed up with Shaq, and then they all, the cops and the kids and Shaq all started playing, and it was very random.
Well, it was funny because Shaq stayed in the car. The cops come out, and they're telling the kids, hey, what's going on here? And the kids have this pickup game in the street. And the cops basically kind of challenge the kids to a game, and then they point back at the car, and Shaq climbs out of this sports utility vehicle. And
from the video I saw, Shaq didn't play well. He was shooting threes that were coming up way short, front of the rim.
What's he going to do against a bunch of kids?
Oh, I'd be dunking on him. I'd be tearing down that adjustable hoop like the poor kids would cry because they'd have no hoop left when I left if I was Shaq.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Still to come, we've got Shime giving away free money. We've got the Dale and Keefe Movie Club winner for this week. The movie that, by the way, Andy, you have to watch for Tuesday's show, just so you know.
I feel like this is taxation without representation. What is going on here? I had no say in anything, and now you're assigning me homework for Tuesday?
Blame Rich.
This is bull bleep.
It's how it goes. What can I tell you? It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
How many times has Rich Keefe been wrong?
Zero. Ever? Ever. Ever. Ever.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
This is going to sound weird, but you know one of the things that bugs me a little bit as we go into this weekend, the weekend that's kind of the unofficial start of summer for all of us, and I've been guilty of it in the past. I try to not make this mistake again going forward. You don't say Happy Memorial Day. No, it's right. That's not the idea of this of Memorial Day. Quite. It's not the whole Happy Memorial Day thing. But people will be getting outside. Now today, from what I understand, this is by far the nicest of the days, right? Of the whole weekend.
Oh, it's a beauty out there. It is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know about the rest of the weekend, but
I haven't been out, but I did. My window, it looks gorgeous.
I just went out to the car, I cracked the windows, opened the sunroof so it's not too hot when I get out there. It is freaking beautiful.
You go. That's
beautiful.
Nice. Did a nice dog walk.
I'll be on the boat later.
Oh my God, this guy brag.
Man, it's humble not a brag.
Or you a maybe boat. Not so humble.
You got a boat?
It's a humble
That's
boat. It's a humble boat a is boat. What it is.
Well, it's better right. than my boat and Rich's boat.
Got a second one. Got my son a boat now so we can race.
Son what? A boat, for God's sakes?
A little skiff.
What does DEI.com pay? That's nice.
Now,
good.
I had a neighbor that had
two
a boat.
Boats.
We made a little deal. And
jeez.
Got on the water this week.
So in the weirdest Memorial Day weekend in recent memory for most of us and for the world and especially for the country, what will you do differently this weekend that you wouldn't have done last weekend, last year at this time? I don't think I'll
be
doing
anything. I would do the same thing. I would probably do the exact same thing. I will be barbecuing and drinking beers on my deck.
Well, I'll be less. I usually do that with more people. So, yeah, I won't have as many people around me. I'll stick, as I said earlier, to the... What do they call that? The nuclear family.
Might have been on your boat last year.
Yep, I sure as hell was, but I won't be going to any beaches where I see large crowds because I still don't really understand what the rules are at beaches. I have no idea what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. So if I go to deserted islands or rocks or just anchor, stay with the family. But yes, then I will take the Rich Keefe approach. I will eat something and I will drink something that is adult in nature.
Yes.
So I was reading, and you know, I try to read as much as I can, but I was reading early this morning. There's a couple of beaches in the general vicinity of Boston. It might have been Wollaston or another beach, whatever it was, and it said the parking lots will be closed. So then I thought, well, that just means the folks who live in the neighborhood are about to get inundated, right?
Parking's an issue. People are just dumping cars everywhere to get to the beach. Yeah, I was being serious still. I don't really know the rules. I've read different things where masks have to be worn, don't have to be worn. You have to wear them on the beach, but not when you're swimming. You know, the 12-foot rule between groups, you know, families have to stay 12 feet apart so people have room to space.
You can't sit on the beach, but you can walk the beach.
Well, I think you can sit now in some places.
Okay. They changed that.
I know, like, some places by me, they're, like, you know, there's swim rafts that are, like, anchored out off. Those are all closed. No one's allowed to go out on the swim rafts. And I really.
Hard to keep up.
Just be smart.
Will this be the first weekend ever in which, you know, you hit Monday. Well, Monday's a holiday. You hit Tuesday, and we're going to see people with mask tan lines.
Certainly a possibility, Dale. Certainly a legitimate possibility.
You see people with the sunglass tan lines, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're out in public, how would you know they have a mask tan line?
That's true. You shouldn't see them with a tan line, Dale, because they should have the mask back on.
Oh, I can promise you that on social media, you're going to see them all next week.
Well, some people will be doing it intentionally. They'll be getting those old-fashioned reflectors and trying to get an actual... Although, Dale, can you tell? Because, well, for men, most of them, not the women, but most of the men have beards right now or a little extra facial hair. I know you've been keeping up with your daily hygiene, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, even if I wasn't, my beard would be so awful.
Well, I didn't say there were good beards out there, Dale. I said there's
terrible
beards.
Yeah.
Greg Hill looks interesting. I mean,
really?
his is a little out of control. It is a little Yukon Cornelius-like. He is definitely out there.
He said he's shaving Monday, I think, right?
Yeah, because apparently the barbershops are opening, but they're not including
He can't
beards.
Do it himself?
That's tough.
Well, Dale, I don't know exactly what he's looking for, but you know that they have professionals for these reasons. You could change your own oil, Dale, do you?
I have.
I didn't say
now,
he have you.
I have.
Said, do you?
Yeah, do
you?
Right now, no.
Okay, so you've reached a point in life. He's reached a point in life. He doesn't want to trim his own beard.
That's it.
Wait a minute. Changing your own oil and shaving yourself are the same thing?
I don't know. They're similar. Can we rewind for a second, Dale? You chastised us early to start this segment.
I didn't mean to.
You don't say Happy Memorial Day.
Well,
what do you say?
You just say, have a nice Memorial Day.
Have a nice Memorial Day. Okay.
I mean, Happy Memorial Day doesn't... It's sort of like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not correct. But you can say, enjoy your Memorial Day.
Yeah,
right?
Have a nice Memorial Day weekend. Yep. Enjoy your weekend.
Have a hot dog and beer on me.
Sure. Now you're kind of, you're distracting from it a little bit. I mean, that's what happened, though. I mean, we want to go down this road, it's sort of like Memorial Day. There's, you know, why it's there, but then what it's turned into.
Well, because it starts summer. It memorializes the beginning of summer for most.
Christmas.
Right? That's how it's been embraced. Right.
I feel like Christ and Easter may have missed the mark a little bit with some of the stuff that goes on those.
Yeah. Commercialized a little bit.
When did it become, you know, chocolate bunnies and right. Easter
right.
eggs?
Right. Well, you know, they make a lot of money on that industry, Dale. Mm-hmm. Hallmark and those people.
Sure.
A real world update for you, fellas.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
20 minutes ago, and I'm just reading, you know, what the tweet says from the White House reporter for the Associated Press, Zeke Miller.
Blue checkmark?
Yes.
Zeke.
Okay, good.
So Zeke. Nickname.
A man in just boxer shorts jumped a United States Secret Service barricade on Pennsylvania Avenue. He's now in custody.
Yeah.
What did he think was going to be the best case scenario for him?
Well, he figured if you can do Zoom calls in boxers, you can do everyday life in boxers now.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Just thinking, you know, chances of, and I don't know where he thought he was going to get, but I'm going to suggest he fell far short of his goal.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you shoot for the stars if you land on the moon.
A man in just boxer shorts jumped the Secret Service barricade on Pennsylvania Avenue. He's now in custody.
Well, he did everybody a courtesy.
People are losing it.
Could have been worse. He could have been in just nothing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, we could probably thank him for wearing the boxer shorts, so... We do have that.
But, Dale, it's a weird time. Cabin fever is a real thing, and it is setting in for the entire country. And I think the lure of the outdoors and the sun and the rising temperatures and, I don't know, this time of year in Washington, are they having the apple blossoms or whatever blossoms down there? And, you know, you just want to get out and be crazy and enjoy life. And every once in a while, you forget to put shirt and pants on.
Pants on. By the way, we did a Nessun taping last night for a TV show that's coming up.
And you had no pants on.
And it, well, as I pointed out at one point early on, it's all the guys who work on the Bruins telecast. It's Jack and Brick and Barry and Billy Jaffe and Andrew and me. And I said, let's be honest, the big question for most Bruins fans watching this is Jaffe wearing pants? Because my money was on no, he was not. I don't know if he did or not. I can't answer that.
You didn't, you know, pay off the tees?
Well,
he didn't stand up.
He
I think we know the answer.
He teased like he was going to stand up and show us, but the fact that he didn't indicates to me that he probably wasn't.
Right. And why would you? I mean,
you don't need to.
It's a waste because then you got to clean them. You got to whatever.
Keith, do you have pants on right now?
Absolutely not.
Do you have anything on right now?
No, I am. I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, cool. I put jeans on every Friday when I come into the studio. Yeah. We don't all get to stay home. This is the only time I put on pants or jeans or anything beyond mesh shorts in the rest of my life. And I'll be honest with you, when I showered for this show this morning before I came in, I had that weekly thought of, when was the last day I showered? And I'm pretty sure it was Tuesday night when I went to Mutt.
Oh,
good Lord.
I haven't washed my hair this whole week.
Ew. Yeah, you look
thanks
greasy.
For sharing that
disgusting.
Too.
Yes, you don't have to do that.
I know. That's what my wife tells me, but I hate it.
Horrible self-grooming tips
yeah,
from
that's not
the
good.
Dale and Keith program.
Well, when you don't leave your house.
I shower every day, so.
Well, you leave your house every day.
I shower every day, though.
Doesn't mean just because I leave the house doesn't mean I need to shower, but I do.
Yes, it does.
I think you kind of do.
If you're leaving the house, you should shower.
I'm still showering and using body wash. I'm just not using shampoo.
Yeah, that's gross. With that dirty hat on your head.
Has anybody ever tried that dry powder shampoo stuff?
John?
My old roommate used to use that all the time.
Not me.
He had longer hair than I, so he used it all the time.
And what's
he
the point of it?
I don't know. I just
can't
get the idea.
I keep going back to you. You seem to know a lot about not showering and washing your hair, so.
Well.
No, I shower. I just don't wash the hair.
If you're in the shower, what's the point?
Why not?
Like, take the extra 30 seconds.
Because it takes for. I have a lion's mane right
no,
now.
You
and
don't.
It take,
you
yes,
have
I do.
A, an on. Average amount of hair on your head. Put some damn shampoo in it and wash it.
You can't
it'll
tell
save you 30
it's under
seconds.
A hat.
It's not that long.
Yes,
don't flatter yourself.
I have not gotten a haircut since like a month before quarantine started.
Doesn't matter. It's not that long. Every woman out there is like, that's not long. Like,
I'm not seeing any women right now.
I can believe that.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Can you tell how angsty I am?
Agreed.
I see you on the Furloughed Friends podcast with Lucy. What do you think she thinks looking at that mane of yours
Lucy
right
does
now?
Not care.
Old greasy mop.
No, that part doesn't matter. You
I mean,
need
Nick
to wash
Fryer
it every night, but you also don't need to not wash it ever. Like,
right.
There's a nice happy medium. I go every other day.
Twice a week.
You know, that's just for me.
Every
that's
other day shower or every other day while showering you do the hair?
No, I shower every day, and I wash my hair every other day.
This stuns me. Why? If you've already gone through the trouble of you're in the shower.
It's actually not good for you.
Yeah, that's like, what the women tell me. I don't buy it.
That's
I feel like
my
hair gets greasy.
So
yeah, she's
I
lying.
All right, let's give away some of Shime's money. Coming up next.
Dolph is returning this Sunday.
Sort of.
Rory McIlroy, yeah. Dustin Johnson versus Ricky Fowler and Wolf. Give me McIlroy and DJ, minus 175. Another real sport has returned. The Bundesliga.
Oh, for God's sake.
I have a lot of German heritage, so this is important to me, okay? It's parlay partay time, boys. Nice. Bayer Leverkusen, minus 150, taking on Werder Bremen. Bayern Munich, minus 500 versus FC Union Berlin. Little Moscow table tennis, boys. Dmitry Evgenievich Basmanov, minus 160, taking on Andre Babkin.
Thank you, Shime Time, by the way, who's in today, because he has been picking winners.
Is this because of the Shime Factor?
Must be Shime Time.
Was that an undefeated week, Shime?
Yes.
That is what we like to call a clean sweep, gentlemen.
Woo, dog!
Hey, Dale, you have a retort? Because I know you're very critical of Shime's
Yeah, you like
picks.
To poke fun at Shime?
No, I like the fact that he bets on things he can't even tell you what it is. Like, I don't know how they score in that game. I don't know, but I'm going to bet on it. Is it men's or women's? I don't know. I'm just going to bet on it.
Hitting it over a 62% rate right now.
Don't question a genius.
62% rate.
Don't question
some people. Some people are losing their minds. They're saying, "Hey, there's no NBA. There's no NHL. Even a little Major League Baseball would be going on right now. I'd like to bet on those things." Shime says, "No, sir. There are plenty of other things to bet on. And now you're only getting more sports coming back. So you probably have a pretty busy slate this weekend."
Yeah, I'm actually feeling real good about the slate again this weekend. It's very similar to last week's, but I love it.
Oh, good.
So
well,
right
off
the bat,
4-0. You went 4-0 last week. Well, I'm expecting 4-0 this week.
You know, I'm going to try. We'll I'm really going to try. Andy.
Or you're due for an 0-4 and law of averages.
God.
You know what, Andy? I'm 45-27 this year in the year 2020.
The
as
year?
Bad as this year is, I'm doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, you are.
So first pick of the week, golf is kind of back again. We have more golf. We got Tiger and Peyton taking on Phil and Brady. This is the Tiger King pick of the week. I'm going chalk. Give me Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning at minus 195.
I think you're right.
So not only will all four guys be mic'd up, which I can't wait to hear, all four guys will also be wearing IFBs so that Tom can hear what Peyton's saying about him. Even if he's on the other side of the fairway, he can hear the ragtime going on.
And that's where the entertainment's going to come from. I know Rich Keefe won't be watching, but most of the world will be.
Yeah, I will be.
I do not have any interest in this.
So, Shime, how do you feel about, you know, Peyton Manning had a reputation around here anyway of being a bit of a gagger?
A choke artist?
Yeah, I get it.
Any concern that you're hitching your wagon?
No, because I was always the guy who believed Peyton Manning was the best quarterback of all time up until about 2008.
Drop that, John. We got an audience to please.
So I'm all in.
It's hard to hear that.
I'm all in on Tiger and Peyton right now.
In on Peyton Manning as a golfer.
You ever seen this guy golf?
Peyton? No. But I've seen Tiger golf, and that makes me confident enough.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Speaking of 2008.
Oh. Moving on.
Please.
We have...
Did something happen to Shime? What happened there?
No, I got scared by the cat noise.
Yeah, that was a loud cat noise.
Why was the cat...
It's the Tiger King pick of the week. Come on.
That's a tiger.
The song is called Here Kitty Kitty.
That's a tiger. That's a worst tiger ever.
It was sad to learn that Joe Exotic didn't do any of his
Dale
songs.
Killed Simba earlier in the show, so we had to go with this.
I didn't.
Mufasa.
Heart did.
A good story, dude.
I believe Scar had something to do with it. There was a stampede going on. It wasn't Simba who died. It was Mufasa who died.
So one of my favorite things about last weekend that I'm unbelievably excited for again this weekend.
Bundesliga.
Little Bundesliga.
Bundesliga.
That's right. And so, of course... It wouldn't be Bundesliga if we didn't have a little bit of a party. That means parlay partay once again this week.
Stop.
Just Bundesliga.
The Bundesliga. Keith,
guys, I love
Stay away from the parlay. It's my only advice.
Hit it last week. We're going to go for it again this week. Right. And this week we have Hoffenheim plus 110 taking on Paderborn, who's one of the worst teams in the league. Hoffenheim easily going to win that one.
Okay.
And then Borussia Dortmund sitting at minus 135 versus Wolfsburg. Dortmund played unbelievable in their last match, won 4-0, and didn't even have their two best players on the field. I fully expect them to dominate Wolfsburg, really trying to push Bayern to the limit here.
Wolfsburg. You think so?
Because of Benajack!
The parlay, plus 265 if it hits, boys.
Ooh, like that. Yeah. Like that.
He loses.
Are these games are these ones on TV? Do we know?
These are going to be on TV tomorrow at like 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, nice. I can root against.
Hello.
I do my Mark James picks. Root against.
Come
That's not nice, Andy.
Yeah, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, but we want to win money.
I don't actually win money when you win.
Winners.
What do I get out of it?
Take these picks.
I mean, if you bet these games, you might win.
I made a bet with you once, and you never bought me my chicken parm calzone.
And I offered to multiple times, and you never asked for it.
Yeah, you're always like, "Oh, I'm working out after."
I don't want anything greasy today.
Well, I don't think so.
With a torn buy and no gyms open, that ship has sailed. So,
Shyam's trying to get you a chicken parm sub every time he sees you, and you always have some excuse.
I'm more in a mass building phase right now. Bulking up.
A lot of mass going on.
Chicken parm all day long, baby.
That's right.
And lastly, I'm going to give Dale his favorite moment of the day. We're going to Moscow, playing some table tennis, course. Boys.
There it is.
And who am I going to pick this week, you ask?
Who's
well,
who?
You I'm taking know. Roman Pavlenko taking on Valeri Ivanov. Give me Roman Pavlenko to win.
Why?
We are Romans.
He shrugged.
Good player.
So many shrugs.
Wait, you're only making three picks?
No,
it's the parlay, so there's four.
No, the parlay's
kind
one.
Kind of only three.
That's one.
Right.
Do you want another
yes,
one, Keith?
Yes, we want one more. NASCAR.
Yeah, I want four. I like a nice four pack.
I'm not betting NASCAR.
Because you
know,
suck at it?
Yeah,
because
well, it's that, real? Probably. And I know literally nothing about the NASCAR drivers.
How much do you know about Russian table
ping
tennis?
Pong.
Clearly enough, I'm like 5-2
doing pretty well.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
God. Okay, one more bet. Let's go. Quick. You promised four. You need to deliver four. Click away quickly in there. Dance. Dance. Let's go. We want
all right,
something.
We'll go back to an old bread and butter of mine when there wasn't any sports to bet on. We'll
Nicaragua
go back to Belarus.
Oh.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Belarusian soccer. And we're going to take Slutsk. FC Slutsk this week taking on Rukrest. Give me FC Slutsk.
These guys,
plus
they 140. Win every week.
They're literally the best team in the league. I don't understand it. But
how
you know
are
what?
They dogs? What's going
Give
on
it to
with
me.
The lines makers? Slutsk.
Slutsk plus 140.
Slutsk.
Let's get it, boys.
For the win.
And now
that's
you
a
have
nice
an
pick.
Excuse as well. Like, if you go 3-1 and that's your loss, you're like, well, you guys forced me into it. You rushed
that's all
me
right.
into
no,
it.
He's all right.
You know what? I'm going to dedicate to it. It's fine.
Okay.
We're good.
So you go soccer. Table tennis, golf.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. That's a busy weekend right there.
Real murderer's row there.
That's a lot of I would go Bundesliga, Slusk, ping pong, golf. That's how I would watch it this weekend.
Oh, I would.
Really,
that's fair.
I would lead with the golf just cuz I want to hear the chatter.
And
it's going to be a huge letdown. It's going to be corny Peyton Manning jokes, Tom Brady with like telling you to, you know, eat a supplement. Phil gambling on everything, and then just Tiger being quiet. It's
somebody did
be
suggest
good.
To Tom on Twitter, or he did an interview, a podcast or something, and they said, if you really want to, you know, try to intimidate Peyton, use one of your Super Bowl rings as your ball marker.
You could do that. Have Ty Law as his caddy.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. If Ty Law was involved, I'd watch. I'll say that.
Wait, why?
Because I like Ty Law.
You're on the record as stating you don't like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson.
No, I don't enough to watch them. Two guys who aren't golfers golf.
But you got Ty Law, a guy who's not a caddy. You're willing to watch him caddy.
I'm not a big like celebrity game guy. Like during the NBA All-Star Weekend, there's a bunch of guys that are all famous and they're playing basketball. Like, no thanks.
But sometimes
thank
some
you.
Of them are good.
Okay.
You're not
so
like
some of the guys
by...
down at the Y. Like,
wait
I'm not going to
you
sit
watched,
there and watch them.
You watched horse in separate driveways at one point.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You didn't watch the horse thing?
No.
I did, Dale. You might be confusing me. I regretted it.
I didn't last
I knew that was going to be terrible, and I didn't. I saw the highlights on Twitter where they were saying Chauncey Billups had no Wi-Fi, but no, I didn't sit and watch that. I didn't watch the NBA players play 2K. Like, No. If I know something's going to be bad, I don't know. I'm not going to waste my time on it.
Who knew? Who knew the guy with the dork cast had these high standards for entertainment?
Speaking of what might or might not be bad, it's time to name the winner of the Dale and Keefe Movie Club.
I'm protesting.
It's time for the Dale and Keefe Movie Club.
How do you like them apps?
And the winner is...
Well, forget the winner. I can tell you who dead last is. I was dead last.
I still want to see
just barely,
that, though.
Dale. Just barely.
I'm going to watch that, though. That Dale-nominated Freaks. I haven't seen that yet. I'm going to watch all the
movies except the one that won, because Chris Scheim this week spit in the face of the essence of the movie club by picking a movie that when people scroll by it, they know it's good already, and they're going to watch it.
You picked Secret Life of Pets 2 last week. You spit in the face of the competition.
You don't get any permission to talk about this.
But people don't know that movie, though. Like, everyone knows Monty Python
people
and the Holy Grail.
People our age generally do not know this movie.
Oh, they generally do.
False.
They generally do.
People in their early 20s do not.
Also, you're like 80 years older than me. Don't try to say that we're the same age.
Everybody quotes all the lines from it.
Not everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Not me. I don't know if young people watch it.
I haven't heard anyone younger than me quote this movie in.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it's a. I don't think it's bad form to nominate a movie that you know is good. Maybe you haven't seen it in a while, right. And now there's a reason to all talk about it. Plus. In these dark times, to nominate a comedy, like, I thought that was good.
And
I almost nominated The Naked Gun, for God's sakes.
I can guarantee when I sit down and watch the Holy Hand Grenade scene, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
You're going to have
fine.
A great time.
So I will I will say this. When my wife and I are trying to pick the Netflix selection for the night, when we're not doing Game of Thrones, I generally vote against the comedies. Like, she's a big comedy person.
Really?
I'm not a huge comedy guy.
A wet blanket.
Oh, jeez.
You don't want to laugh. I want action. I want action.
Save
adventure.
That cut, John.
I'm not a huge comedy. So I'm going to watch this because the rules are the rules. Plus, I've seen it about 8 times before.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's a treat. You'll love it.
Will I?
We watched it in high school for some reason.
I feel like I will.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
I feel like I'm gonna. So this is on Netflix, though, and I have to watch it by Tuesday. Is that the rule?
That's the rule.
That is correct.
You're on the show on Tuesday, my friend.
Do I get to vote next week?
You're not in Thursday, so no. So Wiggy, Mutt, and Dale will get to participate next week.
I don't really care for anything about this whole thing.
Well, being on Thursday,
is it? Yeah.
Not in on Thursday. Nothing I can do about that.
That's not our fault.
I will say this. I can't imagine there's anybody within the sound of our voice who has seen it. Who says, oh, that was a horrible movie. Why would I want to watch that? Everybody loves this movie.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm going in with a negative mindset. I'm telling you that much right now.
Feel free.
You can watch it with your kid. You'll have a great time.
Is it family friendly?
Yeah.
Family, will they enjoy it?
Oh, no, your age, sure. I wouldn't want the 6-year-old to watch it.
I mean, is the coconut song in this one, or is that a different Monty Python?
Do they hang low? Is that
question?
I believe that's a different Monty Python.
Okay, they can watch it then.
I'll be honest.
That's like the
they've seen things
one.
That they shouldn't have. We've made mistakes.
Andy let his kids
the...
watch South Park last week.
South Park would be one of them. The weird Wolverine movie where
Logan?
Little kid cuts off every head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, if they can watch
Rich
Logan,
Keith's
they can watch
favorite movie ever?
I didn't say they should have watched that movie. I said they accidentally did because it definitely veered off of sort of, oh, yeah, let's watch Avengers. Oh, yeah, let's watch these.
Logan's
and then, oh, my
incredible.
God.
Oh, my God, what a movie.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me how graphic it was.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, it's a little girl. She won. Oh, my God.
Exactly. And my son is like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that's intense. You'll remember that.
So, yeah.
All right, so for Tuesday's show, and Mutt's in and Andy's in, Rich is off next week because it's paternity leave.
Really? Mm-hmm. Didn't he have the
playing
kid like
dad.
2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, at least.
How is he milking this thing?
The kid's going to college next year.
The kid's going to, entering Hobart and William Smith freshman year next year.
Holy Moses.
But that's okay. It's part of the company policy,
seems
and
like
I
a
applaud
loophole.
Him for taking advantage.
Oh, taking advantage is the proper way to term that, Dale.
Listen, I'm just doing
so Andy Hart's in for 3 days next week.
And I still won't make the Week in Review somehow.
Well, we're not doing Week in Review. That's a Kiefer Madness.
Oh, Jesus. What is this, his show or is it our show?
I mean, we could do Hart in Review if you want.
Yeah, let's do Hart in Review.
Oh, it's mix it up a little bit? Really?
Yes. Dale, I need to get out there. I need to promote myself a little more.
Oh, yeah. Guy doesn't do enough of that.
Well, you're out there on your boat all weekend.
Yep.
What else you got's coming up next, including Cedric Maxwell reuniting with an old pal. Wait till you hear some of this audio. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Time to get to some things that we didn't get to earlier in the program, but let me give you one bit of news here, and only because we're talking about the leagues reopening here in the United States, and the NHL and the NBA and Major League Baseball. The Professional Soccer League in Mexico has just canceled the 2020 season. One club, Santos Laguna, announced yesterday that 12 players tested positive for COVID-19.
That's an outbreak.
That's the sort of thing that can kill a league here.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing that we were all surprised that didn't happen in the NBA. When each team got tested and they all had like one, two, I think four was like the most, but I don't know. I certainly assumed it was going to be more than half. And so, but if that does happen and you have to remove a whole team, like I don't know how you go on with the playoffs if one team is all out with coronavirus.
Yeah, if you end up with 12 people testing positive on one team, that will probably shut things down.
Yep.
All right, Andy.
What else you got?
So we all know about MAGA hats, right, Dale?
Heard about them. I saw one in a Tom Brady locker once.
Are you familiar with MAFCA hats?
Oh, boy.
No.
Making fullbacks great again?
Oh, God.
It's a line of apparel that's made its way around the NFL as the football world sees a resurgence from arguably one of the more fundamentally important positions in the game, fullback position. James Devlin, we all know. All-decade fullback of the Patriots. Legend in my mind. That is not nice. He was the best.
He was the only fullback.
Well, we now have a new player who is trying to take over the fullback role in New England, and I give him credit. He was quite respectful in his first meeting with the media talking about his predecessor.
It's definitely some pretty dang big shoes to fill. James is a hell of a player. I've enjoyed watching him really since I got into the league now, and he was really a role model at the position, which, you know, as a fullback, a lot of people don't typically notice how important that role can be. And, you know, I think it was pretty clear how important James really was to this Patriot team over the last, you know, however many years. So definitely have some really big shoes to fill. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to that opportunity as well, working with a lot of the other guys. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
That's your new Patriots potential fullback, Dan Vitale, formerly of the Green Bay Packers.
What a shock that Hart found a way to seriously work James Devlin into today's What Else You Got.
Is Vitale your favorite player on the team now?
Oh, no. He's got a ways to go. He focuses a little too much on his versatility, and he fancies himself an athlete and a pass catcher.
We don't care about that.
Just be a badass blocker. He comes from Northwestern, where they called him a super back. He caught like 140 passes over 4 years. Don't go down the Mike Allstott road and think you're a playmaker or a rusher. We like our fullbacks around here to have neck rolls and to run people over. So
we
don't
like
get too high.
We like our fullbacks big and beefy.
That's right.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, in large part because of The Last Dance, there's been a lot of discussion about who's the greatest NBA player of all time, who's in the top five, who's in the top 10, whatever it might be. And thankfully, Magic Johnson is here to clear things up.
LeBron James, to me, when you think about all-around basketball player, he probably is the best of all time, right? All-around basketball player. But when you want to say who's the greatest ever, it's still Michael Jordan. Now,
so the best player is LeBron, but the greatest of all time is Jordan.
And Chris Sims is like, yeah, I see it.
Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
I will say that when you, through the 10 episodes of Last Dance and you saw all the highlights, for me at least, it was like a reaffirmation of, holy crap, could Jordan do stuff?
It's Jordan. Like, whatever you wanted it to be. At one point, he was the best defensive player in the league. He was, for probably his entire career, the best offensive player in the league. He has all of the accolades that you would need to back it up.
Right.
Very, very few holes in his game at all.
And he had that Larry Bird-like, if he felt challenged in any specific way, you don't think I can go to the rim tonight?
He would rise above it.
Oh, wait, you voted for that guy for MVP? I mean,
really?
Like, he could prove anybody wrong at any, the drive and to a particular skill. He had that. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
What else you got?
So our buddy Cedric Maxwell has a podcast. First of all, let me just say, it's a video podcast, and it's the first time I've physically seen Max since his own Awaken 180 journey. He looks incredible. So he was doing a podcast with his old friend and former teammate, Robert Parrish. And Robert Parrish, of course, you know, concluded his career as a member of the Chicago Bulls. We heard about this story about, you know, Jordan basically telling Parrish, I'm going to kick your ass. And Robert Parrish saying, no, I don't think you are. So Cedric Maxwell and Robert Parrish talked about this whole thing.
We proceeded to kick their butts like four straight games. Michael took offense to it, so
I asked him, how did he like that butt whooping?
No. This is a real podcast. How you like that ass whooping? That's
well,
why.
I didn't know whether it was a family issue or not.
This ain't family. We good.
But since I don't have to use a filter, I asked him, how did he like that ass whooping we just put on him? And he took offense to it because clearly no one ever manned up to him. So he said that he was going to, if I wasn't careful, he was going to kick my ass. And I told him, like, I'm not in awe of you. I play with some of the baddest fellas that walk in the court, and I reel off some names, you know. I'm calling him like Cedric, the Bird, Mikhail, Bill Walton, Tiny, and I'm going to be in awe of you. You know, he's looking at me like I had slapped his mother.
I will say, if Michael Jordan thought that physically challenging Robert Parrish was a good plan, he might have wanted to rethink that.
Yeah, no, that's not a fight he's going to win.
I mean, in reality, he's not going to win a lot of them. It was just a more of, you know, which guys would bark back at him or which guys would just kind of, like, turtle.
Well, I like this. Like, there's this closet industry of now guys claiming no one else pushed back to Michael, but I did,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, apparently the whole team did.
Right,
now.
It sounds like everybody did. You claim no one pushed back. Now everybody's pushing back.
They all did. You're like, oh, okay. Just, you know, not at the time. Right. Later.
Rich, enjoy your week off with your wife and your
daughter
next week.
Your newborn. Right, newborn, paternity leave, newborn.
Well, it's paternity. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't think we need to go into details here, really, Andy.
Bonding time, skin to skin is important, they say, you know.
Wow. I've been doing it every day. with my daughter. Oh, never mind.
So next week, when we do the show, Andy's going to be in, Wiggy's going to be in, Mutt's going to join us for some shows as well. OMF is coming up next. You guys, please enjoy your holiday weekend,
nice.
Okay?
Well nice. Done, Dale, well done.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
And it's been a blast.
Go Tigers!
If you're banking everything that N'Keal Healthy is Harry,
Dem Arby's boys, wheels up!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.